It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. And if you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. One of them is pertaining to Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis he's trying to lure Supreme Court justices to overturn a landmark precedent. So this time it is pertaining to the bill that Florida is trying to pass that would allow the death penalty for child sex offenders. So this is one where, they're trying to get that passed, but there's federal precedent that says you can't kill. We cannot have capital punishment for somebody who did not kill somebody else. And so they're trying to get that to be overturned. I tell you this, though, more and more people I talk to, the more people I hear that are in big time support of allowing the death penalty for sex offenders of children. This might seem like this is like, oh, well, he's turning around precedent. Like, we turn around precedent all the time with all kinds of different things. I mean, heck, gay marriage overturned precedent. So it's not a big deal to overturn precedent because it happens all the time. Like, it's not like this shocking thing that happens. It happens all the time. It's just some things people agree with the overturning of the precedent and some people disagree with the overturning of precedent. China appears to simulate the very first aircraft carrier strike on Taiwan. They simulated basically an invasion of Taiwan. And in the meantime, they also said that the United States unlawfully trespassed as a Navy vessel navigated through the South China Sea. This comes about, of course, a few days after we flew a B-52 bomber over the Korean Peninsula. So a lot of stirring going on over there in China, Korea, around near Taiwan, things like that. In fact, I have some more stories about that a little bit later here on the show. One of the other things in the news here is a Ukraine war update. So remember on Friday, it was revealed that there was leaked Pentagon documents that showed the counteroffensive of the Ukraines against Russia. Apparently these leaked Pentagon documents also show how extensive U.S. has been spying on Russia's war effort in Ukraine, which is not a surprise. I mean, whenever we're reporting like, hey, Russia has this many casualties, Russia has this many this and that, and when the Pentagon's reporting that stuff, like, how else would they know this unless they're spying, right? So it's not like that big of a shock right there. So, yeah. Then we go ahead and one of the other stories I just saw in the news here is pertaining to a potential hurricane in the Gulf. That's right. So meteorologists are closely looking at conditions that may contribute to a formation of a hurricane or at least a tropical storm in the Gulf here in the middle of April. So the last time we did have one, it actually happened. We had a tropical depression, April of 2017. So wasn't that long ago. But then that developed into Tropical Storm Arlene. So what, 6 years ago? The last time we had something in the first of a named storm in 2023. So this, of course, is starting to get the predictors to go ahead and start predicting that we're going to have a pretty busy hurricane season. If this is the case. So I guess they're keeping an eye on that right now. That may or may not affect you and me. It just depends on what happens with that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer Gracie Wolf. I've got a couple other stories here for you.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10 and I-110 moving nicely. We do have our typical afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90. That's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Highway 90 throughout Pensacola, including Nine Mile Road, Scenic, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. Nothing too bad to slow you down. And we do have some typical afternoon traffic leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Definitely going to be busy. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, you see an accident and have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report, again, brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon, employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Honolulu, there was a surfer that was bitten by a shark at a busy Honolulu beach today. Oh, man, he's 58 years old. Attacked by the shark, he is in serious condition right now. And so that happened today, and it's in a touristy area. That's why it's one of the big concerns right there. And then, of course, the other big story today is there's a shooting at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky. Police at the press conference said that the shooter was a bank employee, and he's killed four people, and he himself is dead as well, and nine others are injured. None others have been injured. So there is multiple casualties, of course, with this whole ordeal. So it's a very sad situation right there. He was a bank employee, apparently. He did, apparently, I think that he has some sort of, he does have some sort of like letter or something like that that he left for motivation. He does not have a criminal record, but he did have many posts online dealing with his, I guess, addressing his own depression that he had been battling and things like that. So don't have a whole lot of other details other than that right now. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. So stick around for that. News Radio, along with WEAR Channel 3, ABC News, and the Better Business Bureau and Gilmore Services, presents the Community Shredathon event coming up April 22nd. It's going to be at 8 a.m. until 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. This is for personal documents to be shredded, things like bank statements, canceled checks, household receipts, credit card receipts, things like that. This is not for business or corporate company documents. Each car is limited to 50 pounds, and you don't have to remove your staples or small paper clips. Do not tie or tape the paper bags or boxes either. So this is April 22nd, 8 to 11 a.m. at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Also, Bands on the Beach is back tomorrow. It's the second week now. You're going to have Disco Kiss. They're a rock band. They're going to be over at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, police now say the 23-year-old suspect behind today's bank shooting was a former employee in Louisville. Four people dead and nine injured after a shooting at the Old National Bank in downtown Louisville. Police said officers exchanged fire with the shooter, who was killed as well. Two officers among those injured, one critically after he was shot in the head. A grand jury will decide the fate of eight Akron, Ohio police officers involved in Jalen Walker's death. The 25-year-old black man died from 46 gunshot wounds after an altercation with police last year during a traffic stop. The incident sparked riots in Akron then, and now businesses in downtown Akron are boarding up again in preparation for the results. Former President Trump sending a warning to Governor Ron DeSantis not to jump into the presidential race. He posted on Truth Social that DeSantis would divide the Republican Party and ultimately hurt his political career, Bobby.
So you're talking about division of the party. I mean, look, that here's the reality, because I saw that as well. And the reality of it is, a primary race, whether it be Democrat primary or Republican primary, it divides the party a little
bit. That's right.
That's just part of the process. And then after you get the nominee, then the party rallies behind that nominee. So it's not like forever divided.
Yeah.
If, you know, after the primary, we've seen it many, many times. We've seen some very heated primary races in both the Democrat and the Republican Party in the past. But then it's like once you get past the primary process, then the party comes together and unifies behind the candidate, moves forward.
Maybe President Trump is talking about should he not be the Republican nominee? Because, you know, I mean, yes, you're right in theory. I mean, you're right where, you know, typically, you know, we get through the primaries and then we have the nominee and then everybody rallies around the nominee at the convention. Well, what if DeSantis or somebody else isn't the nominee and is the nominee rather, and we head into the convention, you know, is President Trump going to fall in line?
Oh, you're saying, I see. So he maybe he's giving a little foreshadowing.
That's right.
That if I'm not the nominee, then this is going to be the party because I'm not going to get behind somebody else.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, that very well could be what he's trying to say right there. I think it's just a scare tactic of just trying to say, don't compete against me. Don't even come into the race. You know, don't even get in the race. He did say something along the lines of DeSantis is, I'm beating him. Like, I'm beating him, you know, fairly good in the polls.
Right.
So, you know, that's another reason to not even get in the race. And I was like, and I've pointed this out before, which is I really believe that the reason why Trump is leading so much in the polls is because DeSantis hasn't even jumped into the race officially. Mm-hmm. So people are like, well, I don't know if he's gotten in the race, so I don't necessarily want to throw my weight behind this guy yet. And a lot of things can happen. There's lots of ebbs and flows.
Sure.
In an election. So a lot can happen in the next
year. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so often the case where everybody kind of goes in with the one or two people that we all just expect to be the front runner, and then they're not. They're just not. So, you know, yeah. I mean, I think DeSantis, you know, if and when he gets into the race, I mean, he's certainly going to be that. And I do think just because of his track record as governor and, you know, kind of the charisma that he presents, a good public speaker, I do think that, you know, he would be one of those two guys and kind of buck that trend. But
yep,
you
I
know,
do too.
We'll just wait and see.
In fact, this is what I've talked about with Nikki Haley. It seems like Nikki Haley just can't get traction.
I haven't heard her name in weeks. I mean, literally since.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have no idea what
she's
up to.
She announced. Yeah. Like maybe about a week after she announced.
Yep.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what, though? She's spending a lot of her time in Iowa and New Hampshire. And so she's not worried about the national polls. She's worried about the Iowa polls. She's worried about the New Hampshire polls because she knows all she really has to do is do well in Iowa and New Hampshire, and boom, her race is off and running.
Yeah,
in the primary. So, all right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
We're still looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout our area. We just still have typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. 29, and nothing too bad to slow you down. We're checking in clear throughout Pensacola, as well as through Cantonment and up to McDavid. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And if you see something on the road, just give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here. Trump sounds like a spoiled two-year-old. Okay. I got another text here. Where'd it go? You brought up a good point sometime last week, though. It could be split during the primary, and the Rhino could get more GOP votes than either of them, and we get a weak candidate as a result. Besides, I'm selfish, and I want Ron DeSantis to stay here. LOL. I've heard that from a lot of people as well. I got another text. Bobby, when does the primary and the caucuses begin? So, of course, it kicks off with so the Republican Party is not like the Democrat. Remember, the Democrat Party changed. The first state for them is going to be South Carolina. Republicans are going to still start in Iowa, and that is going to be February of 2024. So it's going to be here before we know it. You know, we're less than a year away from the kickoff of the presidential race in the primaries. So that will be, February, whatever I just said, February of 2024 is when the Iowa caucus is going to kind of kick the whole thing off. So, all right. And so right now you have, obviously Donald Trump has entered the race. Nikki Haley, the former ambassador and former governor of South Carolina. And then you had the former governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson. He's 72 years old. And then you have an executive chairman, businessman, Vivek Ramaswamy. So he's only 37 years old. He's a youngster. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I do want to talk a little bit about another voice that's coming out in opposition against Donald J. Trump. I'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been starting to speak up against the Trump campaign. There's been buzz that Chris Christie may just jump in the race just to go up against Trump, just to ensure Trump's not the nominee. Now, that's pretty bold of him to think that he would be able to sway Trump supporters over to himself, but that is what he's talking about. Now, in an interview over the weekend, he said that he believes that Trump is the only Republican who Biden can beat. That's right. He basically is saying that any other Republican will beat Biden, but Biden would beat Trump. I'm going to disagree with that one. I understand his animosity and his anger and his frustrations and everything like this. After all, you got to remember, Chris Christie was he was in the Trump team for a long, long time. He felt slighted because he was not given any cabinet positions, wasn't given any kind of ambassadorships and anything like this. And so with that, he's definitely turned on the Trump team and on Trump himself. But to say that he would be beat by Biden, I think anybody could be Biden. Biden's just that disastrous. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 coming up here in about 10 minutes. There's an interesting study done that shows when people will buy less alcohol. Like there's one main contributing factor that will help lead people to buy less alcohol, and it was kind of an interesting thing that they do. So we'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. And today's sign of the apocalypse deals with meatballs, kind of. And we'll talk about that at 4:58 right here on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So leaked Pentagon documents show the extent that the United States has been spying on the Russian war effort in Ukraine. China appears to simulate its first aircraft carrier strike on Taiwan. And Governor Ron DeSantis is luring Supreme Court conservatives to overturn landmark precedent again, which would be that you trying to basically pass a bill that allows the death penalty for child sex offenders. So that's made national news now. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So the Major League Baseball is going on right now. Earlier, the White Sox beat the Twins. And then ESPN Plus is going to be having the Atlanta Braves taking on the Cincinnati Reds at 6:20 tonight. Tampa Bay is going to be playing Boston Red Sox. Miami's playing the Phillies. Then WNBA draft goes on tonight. So if you're interested in that, you'll be able to check it out. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus. Florida Panthers are hosting Toronto at 6:00 tonight on ESPN Plus, and don't believe Tampa Bay is playing in that one. In sports news, Odell Beckham Jr. signing a one-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Apparently Lamar Jackson, the quarterback, tried to recruit him over there, yet Lamar Jackson may be leaving the team himself, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Dwayne Haskins, the former the now deceased quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, remember he was hit by a bus last year. His wife is filing a lawsuit suing like 14 people in a conspiracy that he was blackmailed he's being blackmailed and drugged at the time of his death. Like basically saying it wasn't an accident. The Minnesota Timberwolves are suspending Rudy Gobert for the play-in game against the Lakers. This came about after he punched a teammate and got in a fight with another teammate. They finally just kicked him off the team at the end of the, at halftime, sent him home in the game last night. And so he will not be in the play-in tournament for the Lakers. The Pistons have fired their head coach, so they've started his replacement. And the NBA set records for attendance and sellouts in the 2022-2023 season. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house in this market, you need a professional, somebody who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. That would be Christina Leavenworth and her team over at Levin Rinke Realty. She's the agent I trust. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Call now at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have a couple areas with slow-moving traffic. First off, we have some delays still on I-10. This is going to be eastbound in between 29 and I-110. I-10 eastbound, it's not an accident. It is a disabled vehicle that has a shredded tire. So there's a cop off to the side, to the right side. It looks like it is getting improving. It is clearing up, but you're still going to see some slow-moving traffic. If you are getting off of I-110 northbound, heading onto I-10 eastbound, that's where you're going to see the slowdowns. That's going to be on the ramp. Also, just got a call into the traffic line. We do have some slow-moving traffic. This is going to be on Jordan Street, West Jordan Street, in between I Street and J Street, right near the post office. Don't have a lot of details on it, but we do have crews on scene and some slow-moving traffic in both directions on West Jordan Street. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Couple of quick stories here, and then I'll get into this Florida woman story for you. Miley Cyrus's new song, Flowers, is top of the Billboard chart. And not just that, it is the most consumed song of 2023 thus far. Not really a surprise. You're getting a lot of, it just plays everywhere. And so I actually like the slow version. There's a slow version of Flowers that's kind of a cool song. So, I mean, both of them are good. Then Madonna, the buzz has been going on over the weekend that Madonna is trying to get her natural face back before she goes on world tour. If you haven't seen it, she's had like an enormous amount of plastic surgery and Botox and I don't know what, but she looks completely unrecognizable. And so now apparently she wants to have her like face like back to normal before she goes on world tour. I don't know if you can do that. Like when you have that much plastic and filler and stuff, I don't know if you're able to do that. So what are you going to say?
I was going to say, it doesn't seem like everything could get done, but it seems like there's a lot of people who are like celebrities have gotten lip filler and things like that are now getting it dissolved. I don't know if because like looking natural is more in now or what.
It should have always been in. I don't get the extra fillers and stuff like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Did you see this story? Tallahassee, actually this is in Leon County. Okay, yes, over there. She was arrested on Friday. A middle school teacher was arrested on Friday. Oh boy, what now, right? Well, she's a sixth grade teacher and she's facing charges for coordinating student fights in her classroom during school hours. Say what? Yeah, court documents obtained by TV station, WCTV, says that students took part in coordinated fights during the school day in her classroom. What she apparently told students, 30 seconds, no screaming, no yelling, no phones. And then I guess she told students no screaming, no nothing, and stop pulling hair. But then she coordinated the fights. I don't know why. Like if this is the way she was thinking, like this is a way to handle discipline. Either way, sixth grade teacher. You're like, hey, let me. You guys like, wow. All right, I almost made that the sign of the apocalypse, but it was just too. It was too much. It was crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable text. Bobby, you're in radio. You don't make a living based on your appearance. Oh, I guess that's true. So I guess that's why I'm like being natural, because that was my comment was just like, I don't understand the fillers and all this other stuff. And they're like, well, all I have to do is just make sure my voice works. Is what it comes down to it, I guess. So
I'm going to start using that when I haven't gotten my hair done for a long time. I'm going to say, well, I work in radio, so it doesn't matter if my roots are showing.
Doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. All right, coming up here next, we've got a story about what is driving people to buy less alcohol. A very interesting thing that retailers are discovering. That's next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, I caught it. I caught the thing saying I have a face for radio. I get it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Real quick here before we go get an update from Joe Fordham of the newsroom. According to a recent study, people will buy less alcohol when stores have more non-alcoholic options for them. Now, I don't just mean soda, you know, like just you guys. So, but if they have non-alcoholic drinks or more non-alcoholic options, then they found that people will buy less alcohol. And so, and by the way, like mixed into the alcoholic section. So if you have the alcoholic section and in the alcoholic section, you got a non-alcoholic section, that's the key where they found the grocery stores or supermarkets found that there was a decrease in the proportion of people buying alcoholic drinks. Thought that was kind of interesting. This came about in England, this study, because they're trying to figure out how to decrease the amount of alcohol consumption, I guess you would say. So they're trying to look at that. And one of the studies, somebody had an idea. Well, let's look at supermarkets, those that do have non-alcoholic sections of the versus those that have alcoholic sections. And they found that if there's non-alcoholic sections included, the more options that were available, then the less people purchase the alcoholic versions. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, the Louisville police chief says the man who opened fire in a bank was live streaming at the time of the shooting. She added one of the officers was shot in the head and needed emergency brain surgery. The 26-year-old officer had just graduated from the academy. The Nashville City Council holding an emergency meeting to decide whether to reinstate an expelled lawmaker. Democrat Justin Jones was one of two African Americans kicked out of the Tennessee House last week for protesting gun violence on the floor. Of course, after the deadly school shooting in Nashville, Justin Pearson was also removed, and the Shelby County Board of Commissioners is considering reinstating him as well. The White House is testing out faster asylum screenings this week for migrants crossing the southern border illegally. The Department of Homeland Security said it's part of the preparation for ending pandemic-era border restrictions next month. Officers will conduct interviews over the phone, and migrants will be offered legal counsel during the process. And the widow of former NFL quarterback Dwayne Haskins says he was drugged in the hours before his death as part of a blackmail and robbery plot. He died early morning in April of last year after he was hit by a dump truck while trying to cross an interstate in Florida on foot. The medical examiner at the time ruled his death an accident, adding that Haskins was legally drunk and had painkillers in his system at the time. Bobby? Mm.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slight slowdowns on I-10. For the majority of it, it is going to get cleared up, but that's going to be in between 29 and I-110 due to a disabled vehicle we had a little while ago. Everyday afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90. That's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards space. And we still have some slow-moving traffic that's going to be on West Jordan Street. This is going to be in between J Street and I Street right near the post office. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So there is another story I saw real quick, a couple of food-related stories for you before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse. You know, cup of noodles, like the ramen noodles thing, but it comes in a cup. You just add the hot water, let it sit for like a couple minutes, and then you can eat it. Cup of noodles is coming out with a breakfast version. That's right. It's a new flavor, breakfast flavored ramen that's supposed to taste like sausage, eggs, pancakes, and syrup. Huh? It's a limited release to basically see how it's gonna do. But ramen noodles in sauce that tastes like maple syrup, pancake, sausage, and eggs. That's just no. That's a no. Taco Bell is letting fans pick its next throwback menu item. They did this last year, remember? And so you got to be a Taco Bell Rewards member to weigh in. But they have the Beefy Crunch Burrito or the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco. Which one of those do you want to bring back? You got to just go in and vote to see which ones. The Beefy Crunch Burrito is the one that has the Fritos Flamin' Hot flavored corn chips inside of it with beef and rice. And then the Cool Ranch Doritos, of course, has it. I was surprised they got rid of the Cool Ranch flavored Dorito Locos Taco and just kept the nacho one only. Speaking of Cool Ranch Doritos, Smart Pop Popcorn is coming out with a Doritos popcorn that has the Cool Ranch flavoring on it. So kind of interesting right there. And last related little story here. We were just talking about a reduction in alcohol consumption. Well, here's something different. It's a little drug related. Magic mushrooms. This is the mushrooms that make you hallucinate. The active ingredient in hallucinogenic mushrooms is called psilocybin or something like that. And apparently this chemical in the magic mushrooms can cause relief or be relief for migraines. And that's right. Yale School of Medicine researchers have found that magic mushrooms could become a treatment for migraines. Is it because you're just so high that you can't feel the pain of the migraine anymore? I mean, like, what? I need to know more information about this. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Alrighty, then we got here the meatballs, the meatball. An Australian company has introduced a new meatball grown from woolly mammoths. That's right. So remember we talked about how they discovered this DNA of a woolly mammoth, and so they were talking about what are they going to do with it? Are they going to try to regrow the woolly mammoth like in Jurassic Park? Are they trying to do this? Nope. Apparently they're just going to grow us some meat that we can eat. Mammoth meatballs. We discovered this long lost species. Oh, really? Great. Let's try to figure out how we can eat it. If you're going to have the mammoth meatball, the dodo meatball, it's like, where's this going to go? Oh, boy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Coming up here next, got your legislative update. Stick around.